Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello, and I am Glovina Williams. As always, I'm so happy that you have joined us today on the Dr. Glovina Show. I want to remind you, often we do not step out on faith because we have some doubt as to our purpose. And even sometimes we kind of lack clarity or precision of purpose. So let's just ask ourselves sometimes, what is my purpose? And perhaps dig deeper and say, what am I called to do? And then what do you believe is preventing you from moving forward? And I want to go so far as to say, maybe there's something that you've set aside because it didn't happen the first time you tried. Remember, often we don't step out on faith because we may be lacking a bit of clarity. But let's see if today we can even go further into getting some clarity on some things. You know, we entitled the episode today, Getting Understanding. Getting Understanding. I'm going to begin by reading a scripture to you from the Holy Bible, and it comes from Proverbs. You know, they say if you really want some wisdom, read Proverbs. There are 31 chapters in Proverbs, and let me just share with you, there are often 31 days in the month of months, there are 31 days. There's 28, often once in a while, 29. And then you have 30 and 31 days in the months. Well, there are 31 chapters in Proverbs, one for each day. And that's a good way to find a place to read if you're looking for a starting point for a devotion or you just want more wisdom for life. But today I'm going to read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7. Please listen to me. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. So the first thing is wisdom. I've given us a clue as to how we can gain wisdom from God. So get wisdom. And then while you're getting wisdom, get an understanding. Yeah, so the principal thing is wisdom. Acquire the wisdom. But even in that acquisition, acquire understanding. I'm going to say it another way. I mean, the totality of it all is to get wisdom. And when you acquire that wisdom, during that acquisition, acquire understanding. Yeah. We begin with wisdom, but whatever you do, my beloveds, get some insight. Get a perspective. Get some perception upon understanding. And understanding can cost us something. It may cost us time. It may cost us experience. Understanding can cost us something, but it is well worth it because the Bible says, in all thy getting, get understanding. I want to talk a little bit during this episode about a term that I heard a couple of weeks ago, and the term is called level set. level set. And level set simply means, I mean, it's an urban term, a slang, but it is often used in corporate settings, but we do it all the time in our daily life. Really what it describes is this. Let's get on the same page. When we level set, it's also, to add, it's also a very, very complicated mathematical term as well. But it means to get on the same page, to get to the point where we have the same understanding. And sometimes that requires a new perspective, because we may be thinking one thing, but then we find out as we get an understanding that perhaps we were not level set with the person or the event that we were communicating. So let's think about that. It's a phrase that means let's think about this. Let's get understanding and let's make sure that we're on the same page. You know, we're singing the same song and we're in harmony and in sync with that. So I want to talk a little bit about level setting. And it helps us to have that understanding that we so need. Yeah, yes, it does. So how do we get to that point? I'd like to share a couple of points with you today. Yeah, so let's look at this. One of the things about level setting is this. Here's just a couple of main points. And I'm going to use an example first. I'm going to give you a little anecdote, a little story. You know, for example, when I visit my mother, this is something that she always does. She likes to have things set a certain way. And my mother likes to serve you. When you visit my mother, she wants you to sit down. She brings out a table that you can sit on the couch, and it's a table that's high enough where you can eat. And she likes to put the food out before you. She likes to bring you your food, and she always says, "There's more," but she brings it in this beautiful Asian designed eatery. Yeah. You know, the plates, the little bowls, they have a beautiful Asian design on it. Why am I saying this? Here's one of the keys to level setting. You cannot assume, and you hear that word? you have to kind of leave your assumptions at the door. You know, I use mother as an example. When you visit my mother, she likes to serve you. So you have to leave the assumption at the door that you're just going to walk in and start, you know, digging in the pot or getting in the bowl. So one of the things about level setting is so that we can all get on the same sheet of music is that we leave our assumptions at the door. Mm-hmm. When we're level setting, let's not safely assume that we know what's going to take place or how a particular task should be done. So because we're engaging with other people, we're talking about level setting, and people do things differently. Mm-hmm. So we make sure that we're on the same page, the same sheet of music. And don't be afraid in that period of level setting. Do not be afraid to, you know, paraphrase. Remember we talked about, go back and listen to that episode about the listener, the listening technique. It's okay to stop and paraphrase, say back to the person what you thought they said, because it helps. And then they can correct you. No, that's not what I meant. You know, I mean, I'll stick with my example with my mom, you know, and she'll say, no, when you want some more, she says, I don't mind. She gets up and she fixes your plate for you. So we don't assume that, well, when I finish this, I'll just go get some more. So he said, wow, I'd like some more. Can I have some more? Sure. Level setting. We're staying on the same sheet of music. And bear in mind, It calls for agreement. Agreement. And I often use that term. Many times we have to agree to disagree. Well, I really want to just get up and go get my own food. I feel kind of uncomfortable with you waiting on me and serving me so nicely. But no, I agree to this. Level setting. Checking all of our assumptions and leaving them at the door so that we can all get on the same sheet of music. And I want to say this, even as we are returning to the household of faith, we're going to have to level set some things. Even as our organizations are coming together, many of you are returning back to the workplace, we're going to have to look at some things a little differently. You know, we used to do it like this, you may say, but let's leave the assumptions at the door and let's stay open with open communication, open ears, and the ability to say, hey, I want us to level set. I want us to get on the same sheet of music. Why? So that we can accomplish the goals, the tasks that are before us. Okay? That's one, leaving our assumptions at the door. What we're doing is we're level setting. Yeah. And so how about this? Remember, in all thy getting, get understanding. So then in this level setting, here's another point. Let's communicate. Mm-hmm. Communication, you know, a very wise woman told me many years ago, she said, isn't it beautiful how communication brings about understanding? Forgot that. She said, yeah. And she would open up, this was in the workforce setting, and she would open up room for questions and comments. And sometimes it would get a little heated, but guess what? She would say, that's okay, because communication brings about understanding. God even shared with us in all that getting, get understanding. Yeah. And so communication can really be the solution for a lot of life's issues. Many times we don't communicate because we avoid confrontation. We don't want a conflict, so you say, well, I'm just not going to say anything. But guess what? Frequently that apprehension, that hesitancy to open up and ask those questions in a very mannerable way. listen, Glovina, you didn't have to add that part. I know to have my manners. So in communicating, we just get clarity. So what did you mean by that? Did you mean blah, 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 or should we take it this way? And then what happens is that we're communicating now. We're getting understanding. And especially during times of change. And we know things are rapidly changing now. They're changing so quickly. Even I heard someone give the example the other day. Even our phones, we have to update them because what? Things are changing on your laptop. Your software is changing. Time for an update. So communicate. Again, I'll say it. It brings about understanding, and all thy getting, get understanding. Communication also eliminates unnecessary turmoil. Mm-hmm. Because it is critical in our relationships that we begin to build trust. And this trust is built through communication. So begin to have those conversations, okay? All right. So we've talked about a little bit lead checking, leaving our assumptions at the door, right? Because we're coming together, we are now communicating so that we can level set, so that we can get an understanding, so that we can move forward. So that we can step out on faith, so that we can no longer just step into the lake, but now we're preparing ourselves to step out into the ocean, yeah, and begin to make some deep headway, some deep dimensional levels into where God wants us to be. I know I'm talking. I know this episode, it's for those who want to go to the higher dimensions in God. And a dimension has a height, a depth, a width, and a breadth. But within those dimensions, there are levels. And this is where we want to go. We don't want to be stagnant. Time next year, we don't want to be in the same place. I'm speaking about the spiritually, emotionally, financially, even in our relationships, perhaps your career. You want to be at a new level. Yeah. In the dimension where you are. So you want to go higher. You want to go deeper. You want to go wider. But one way that we can do it, and today what we're talking about in this episode is getting understanding. This is one of the components. This is one of the components, which is what? Level setting. Level set. Get everyone on the same sheet of music. It could be in your home, in your ministry, with your staff. I don't know exactly where you are in this right now, but we need to level set. You know, when Moses brought the children of Israel out of bondage, he had to level set some things. What are you saying? He had to get the Israelites on the same sheet of music. Yeah, so he told them all what to do. He said, listen, get the lamb, get the unleavened bread, and take the blood of the lamb and anoint your doorposts. Because when God comes through to smite the Egyptians, according to the word of God, the death angel is going to pass over you. It's not going to harm you. So Moses even practiced level setting. He put them on the same sheet of music. He gave them the direction so that when it was time to move forward, when it's time to step out on faith, everyone is in. Hello, I want to stop a minute. Hi, Margaret. Good to hear from you. Everyone is on the same sheet of music. Abraham, when he and his wife Sarah, when they went into Egypt, and she was such a beautiful woman, that he knew that even though she was a mature, seasoned woman, he knew that his wife was so beautiful that the Pharaoh, the king, would want her to be his own bride. So Abraham and Sarah, they level set. They got on the same sheet of music. They got on the same page. And Abraham and Sarah agreed, when we get here, I'm going to say I'm your sister. To preserve your life, Abraham. They were on the same sheet of music. And you're probably thinking of many other examples, biblical and otherwise, where we got on the same, I say the same sheet of music, you know what I'm saying, that we had a shared understanding. So we leave our assumptions at the door. Those children of Israel could have said, well, is it okay if I just put a little blood on my hands? Won't that work? How about if I put blood on the rooftop? No, Moses gave them explicit instructions, a shared understanding to preserve them. And this is where we are, I believe, now, preserving the faith for a greater work. Someone grabbed a hold of that. I can feel it. Isn't that amazing how we can communicate with each other through these airwaves? Yeah. So leave your assumptions at the door. Communicate, because communication brings about understanding. You know, because we do. We have a desire to want the understanding, and we want others to understand us. That's going to come about through communication. Let's look at one more, okay? Being accountable. Mm-hmm. You know what I call being accountable? Own it. You make a mistake, one of the most beautiful things you can say is, I apologize, I made a mistake. That takes a level of humility. But guess what? It makes us accountable. We own it. In other words, you're honoring the other person or the other people or your team members or your church members, your family, by saying, hey, I'm accountable for that. Because accountability, it holds us together. Yes, accountability. The expectation. I'm expecting you to do your part. I'm going to do my part. If I mess up, I'm going to come and let you know. I'm a little behind on that project. Can you give me a little bit more time? See, that's what we're talking about, accountability. Yeah, we're talking about level setting. Yeah, getting an understanding, everyone getting a shared understanding so we can move forward. And the last one I'm going to mention is feedback. I'll tell you something about feedback. I'm in the process of training several individuals that are coming into ministry. Some are already in ministry. They're going further. In other words, they're going to different levels in ministry. But what we do when we're training is that we give each other feedback. Yeah. Even when we're practicing things, you know, I say, okay, what went right? What went wrong? Don't be afraid to say that. And what can we do better? How can we do it better next time? Feedback. We can always give positive, and I don't like to use the word negative, and I'm not a real fan of criticism. I like to use the word constructive feedback. Somebody wrote that down, right? So positive and constructive feedback. This is the core of getting an understanding. How well did I do? Did I do it? Is there a better way that I can do it? You know, I'm just putting out their phrases. Don't give pushback. When people are providing us with positive and constructive feedback, don't push back. And pushback sometimes is simply trying to give an excuse why you did it. What's another word? You know, giving an excuse, if I can use that term. No, manage it. And be grateful, because this is how we grow. I was talking to a great, great woman of God the other night, and she gave me some constructive feedback. And then she followed up and she says, you know, I'm not, you know, she said it in a very respectful way. She said, I'm not trying to correct you, but she didn't have to say but she knew a better way. And she shared it with me, and I was grateful. Yes. Because with constructive feedback, positive feedback, this is one of the ways that we grow. And let me tell you, sometimes we just don't want to hear what we didn't do exactly right. But this is how we level set. This is how we get a shared understanding. And as I mentioned, as we're moving closer and closer to perhaps full staff, even in the household of faith, in your workplaces, let's level set more often. Let's get that shared understanding, because we want realistic expectations, right? So when we provide feedback, we're now giving realistic expectations, which says this sometimes, I'd like you to do it this way, okay? It's not to make the other person feel, they may not feel pleased with it, but guess what? We're growing together. We're growing. This is level setting. I am so happy that you joined us on this episode, because we're talking about level setting. Here's the last point. I think I said the other one's the last, but this is really the last point. Learning how to self-regulate. Mm-hmm. When we get disappointed about something, especially when we get disappointed with others or even ourselves, just take time and reevaluate. We're talking about level setting. We're talking about getting an understanding, a shared understanding where everyone is on the same page. Sometimes self-regulating, just stop a minute and just take a deep breath. Maybe take several. Sometimes we may need to walk away. Not walk away in or walk away in anger, but let's try to get to a level where we're removing some of our emotions out of situations in order to properly address them. We can do it. You know, one of the things that I would encourage, especially married couples, try not to discuss it when it's a heated topic. Wait until you can do this with even in any relationship, even when it's not heated, when it's not very touchy. Wait until things have calmed down and then bring up the subject and talk about it. That's one way we can self-regulate ourselves. As we say, table it. Remember, we're talking about, because, you know, our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions, we do often have to learn how to practice, how to control them. Yeah, I mean, God gave us self-control. He gave us so many things. He gave us freedom. But I want you to know, excuse me for that, I want you to know that this is where God has us right now. Let's do some level setting as we're returning back to our various places. And I want to say that, and thank you for joining us during this episode. And I want to shout out, of course, to my beautiful, absolutely beautiful mother. I want to say hi to my beautiful aunts, Oxtine, Rosemary, and Jewel. I want to say hello. Hi, Betty. I want to thank you. And I really, you know, can you bear with me one moment? I want to give a shout out to Prophetess and Elder Moreland. They held a magnificent event this weekend. It was awesome. It was a conference and combined with an ordination. It was simply amazing. I want to shout out to Bishop Miller and his church, Grace International Deliverance Church. They hosted the event, and it was, talk about excellence in ministry. And I want to thank the Morelands for such an outstanding event. And I want to give a congratulations to Pastor Carolyn and Evangelist Judy. I want to give a shout out to you. Congratulations. I want to say hello to all of you today. I don't know, if I don't call your name, it's not because I'm not thinking about you. You know that. I want to say hi. Hey, good morning, Prophetess Judy, Dominique. I want to say hi to Ernestine, Sheila. I want to say hello to Amazing Love Fellowship. Congratulations on your, I believe it's your 9th anniversary. Yeah? Uh-huh. I want to say hello to Joy and Velma and Terry. I want to shout out to Jackie. Oh, we call her Marie. Hello, Marie. I want to say hello to Sean and Carolyn and Marlon and Cheryl, Kayla and Lauren. Kayla, keep up the good work. Hey, you're doing great, girl. I love you and I'm proud of you. I want to shout out today to Stephen and Nico and Allie and Jordan and Jesse. I don't want to leave anyone out, although I often do. I want to say hi again to Margaret. Thank you for all that you're doing, Margaret. I want to say hello to Carolyn in Mississippi. Yeah, the great state of Mississippi. Michiko and Yuji, hello. I want to say hi. Did I say hi to Dominique? I want to say hi to Terry and Omo. I want to say Helen. Helen, hello. Hello, Helen, love without limits. Yeah, I'm getting them in. I'm getting the calls in. Hi, Shatoya. I want to say hello to all of you today. Maddie and the children, Caleb, hello. Hey, can I, like I say, if I didn't call your name, it's not because I don't love you. Hi, Latorsha, keep up the good work. Don't you give up, you. And thank you for that dynamic word on yesterday. I want to say hi to Courtney and Isaiah. I want to shout out today to Margareta. I want to say hi. Hi, Andrea. Hello, Gloria. Hello, Val. It was good seeing all of you this weekend. This has been a marvelous, marvelous time for us. I want you to keep your head up. I want you to put your shoulders back. If I didn't call your name, don't you be discouraged. I love you, and I'm always thinking of you. I want you to know that you're supernaturally anointed by God the Father. You're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God. You have faith. Life-changing effects in the lives of others. Guess what? As you give, you always receive more back. And marvelous things are happening in and around you now. Call on God. He'll answer you. And he'll show you great and mighty things thou knowest not. And all thy getting get understanding, and I want you to begin to level set. Level set. Begin to communicate and get good understandings with people. Everyone on the same sheet of music. I love you. Peace, prosperity, love.
Thank you. And please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.